We thank the Lord that He called us together to remember Him.
我们感谢主，因为他呼召我们今天聚集来纪念他。
We also thank Him that He is our only hope.
而且我们也要感谢他，他是我们那唯一的盼望。
Today, let's begin with the verses that's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
今天让我们开始的时候来读以弗所书第一章的第四、第五节。
He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself.
就如神在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就照着自己一直所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In these two verses, we find out is the Lord initiate the calling in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world.
所以在这个章节里面，我们看到是神他起头，在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。
The goal of our Lord is to transform us so that we can be holy and blameless. How can we be that?
那神他的意志呢，就是让我们可以被改变，成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。但怎么可能做成呢？
We praise the Lord. This is because of the sonship in Christ Jesus.
那我们感谢神，因为这是做成我们在基督里面得到的儿子名分里面做成的。
So the Him, Jesus only is. That's something that's in our hearts about the Lord's plan for us.
那唯有基督这个在我们的心里的话，就让我们知道神他的计划是如何。
Before the sharing, let's have a time of prayer.
那在我分享之前，让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We pray that you do grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢赞美你。我们也知道你会赐给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
The eye of heart may be enlightened by you.
让我们心里的眼睛可以被打开。
Maybe our mind may also be tuned unto you.
让我们的心思意念也被调试，可以来听到你的声音。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So today's burden to share is about Father and Son relationship.
那今天我的负担跟大家分享的就是父亲跟儿子的关系。
It is an intimate relationship.
这是一个非常亲密的关系。
It's also divinely precious.
而且有那个神圣的宝贵。
Paul in Galatians chapter 4 mentioned that because we are sons, God sent forth the spirit of His Son into our heart. Therefore, then we cry, Abba, Father.
在加拉太书第四章第六节那里面讲到，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Last week, our brother, dear brother Joe, shared with us about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
在上一周，Joe弟兄跟我们分享了圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And it's the intention of our Lord the Father that He would sum up everything in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那是神他的旨意，要让一切都在基督里面同归于一。
This is the foundation of truth.
这个是真理的那个根基。
Today I also like to share something related to this foundation of truth, that is the intimate relationship between Father and the Son.
那今天我也想跟大家再分享一些，就是在这个真理的根基上面有关的，就是父亲跟儿子这个关系。
In Hebrews chapter 2 mentioned that how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
在希伯来书第二章那里面讲到，如果我们忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能够陶醉呢？
So it is utmost important for us to consider this foundation of truth.
所以我们来思想这个真理的根基是非常重要的，是最重要的一件事。
In the Bible, during the time of Lord's crucifixion, there's a man called Barabbas.
在圣经里面提到主耶稣钉十字架的那一个时候，有一个人他名叫巴拉巴。
Barabbas was a notorious prisoner at the time of Christ's crucifixion.
在主耶稣钉十字架的那个时候，巴拉巴是当地一个恶名昭著的囚犯罪犯。
During the time of Pilate, he would release one prisoner at the time of Passover.
在比拉多做巡抚的时候，照着常例呢，要照着众人所要的释放一个囚犯给他们。
Jew chose Barabbas to be released.
那犹太人他们选了释放巴拉巴。
Then our Lord Jesus went to the cross for us.
然后主耶稣就为我们上了十字架。
In the 60s, there was a movie called Barabbas.
在1960年代有一个电影，它的名字就叫巴拉巴。
In the movie, Barabbas was released, and then eventually he turned to become a follower of Christ.
那在这个影片里面呢，这个巴拉巴被释放之后，到最后他成了一个信徒。
Well, this is just a movie.
当然这只是一个影片而已。
Today, I'd like to share something related to the Son of the Father.
但今天我要跟大家分享的就是关乎父亲和儿子。
I will begin with the Barabbas story, then followed by Abraham and Isaac, and then followed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true Son of the Father.
那我在开始分享的时候先来讲一讲巴拉巴的故事，然后我会分享到亚伯拉罕和以撒，在最后我要讲到我们的主耶稣基督，因为他是那真神的真的儿子。
A few items related to Barabbas.
那有一些关乎巴拉巴的事情。
As mentioned before, Barabbas represent us.
在刚才提到，其实巴拉巴所代表的就是我们。
Barabbas was a notorious prisoner.
他是这样一个恶名昭著的囚犯。
We are sinners saved by grace.
我们也是那罪人蒙了主恩。
Barabbas was set free.
那巴拉巴呢？当时得了释放。
We are free from our sin and death through our Lord Christ Jesus.
那我们也借着主耶稣基督从罪和死里面得了释放。
Paul in First Timothy mentioned that he is the chief sinner.
那保罗呢，在提摩太前书曾经讲到，他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
Yet the grace of the Lord are more than abundant with the faith and the love which are found in Christ Jesus our Lord.
但是呢，因着我主的恩是格外的丰盛，使保罗在基督耶稣里有那信心和爱心。
And we thank the Lord. Lord desire to reveal His Son in us.
我们要感谢神，因为神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
We are believers. Sometimes we consider ourselves not so lovable, but the Lord love us to the end.
虽然我们已经信主了，但是经常思想自己的话，觉得自己是不可爱。但是神却爱我们，而且爱到底。
This is because God desire to reveal His Son in us.
这是因为神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
The second aspect of, related to Barabbas is about the atonement of Christ on the cross.
那第二件关乎巴拉巴的事呢，就是在他身上我们可以看到主耶稣基督在十字架上的赎罪。
Among the people of the world, the one can truly understand the meaning of atonement is Barabbas.
在当时的那个世上所有的人里面，如果有一个人他应该知道赎罪的意义的话，那就是巴拉巴。
Then Christ took our place and died on the cross for us, so that the redemptive work can be accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
因为主耶稣基督他代替了我们上十字架，所以神的救赎的工作呢，可以临到我们这些人。
We thank the Lord for the exchanged life in Christ Jesus. This is in Galatians 2:20.
那我们也感谢神，因为现在我们里面有那个已经替换了的生命。这个是在加拉太书里面提到的。
At this point, I'd like to share one of the testimony of our dear brother.
那这个时候我要跟大家分享一个亲爱的弟兄的故事。
This dear brother mentioned that he was in a Mexican gang.
那这个弟兄曾经是在墨西哥那个犯罪集团里面的人。
There's a written rule that if the leader of the gang was caught by the rival gang,
那当时有这么一个规则，如果一个黑帮的首领被另外一个黑帮捉住的话，
the leader would die for his people.
那这个首领就应该为着他手下的人去死。
Our dear brother at that time, he heard about the Lord Jesus, but this particular event caught him. Then he recognized this is an atonement of Christ.
那我们的那个弟兄当时听到这样的故事之后，就突然意识到原来主耶稣就是这样为我们来赎罪。
It made so real to him, so he at that moment he accepted the Lord.
然后这件事就这么的真实，就在当时他就因此来接受了主耶稣基督。
We thank the Lord for this, his atonement on the cross for us.
那我们也感谢主耶稣，因为他在十字架上为我们成就了这个救赎。
Our response to the redemptive work of Christ is crying out, Abba, Father.
那我们接受了这样的救赎之后，心里面应该自然就可以呼叫阿巴父。
With unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are transformed.Into His image from glory to glory.
因为现在我们可以敞着脸看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
So we praise the Lord for this matter of transformation work.
那我们要为这个改变的工作要来感谢主。
The only requirement for us to be transformed is beholding the Lamb of God.
那唯一一个我们在这个改变中工作里面的要求对着我们呢，就是我们要来仰望主耶稣基督。
So the next subject, let's look into the Abraham and Isaac situation.
那下面呢，我们就来看一看就是亚伯拉罕跟以撒的故事。
There are many illustrations of a father and a son relationship.
因为在这个里面我们可以看到许多关乎父亲跟儿子的图画。
Today I'd like to use Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 21 and 22.
那今天我要用创世纪第21章22章里面的故事来跟大家分享。
As an example to demonstrate the father and the son relationship.
因为这里面是关乎父亲儿子里面的一些例子。
As a background information, in order to understand the spiritual relationship between the son and the father.
那我们关乎属灵里面父子关系的时候要先来看一看背景。
We need to see the journey of Abraham.
我们需要看到这个亚伯拉罕他的旅程。
It shows that Abraham was tested and trained by the Lord.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕是被神来试验而且来训练的。
Then Abraham can be called the father of faith.
然后亚伯拉罕才可以被称为信心之父。
So Abraham in Acts 7, chapter 7 mentioned that Stephen said, God of glory revealed to Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia.
在使徒行传第七章斯提凡当时这样讲，就是当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
So the God can call the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
所以神可以被称为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Because three of them were revealed by our Lord that they should inherit the inheritance is related to Canaan, riches of Christ.
因为像他们三个人神都启示同一件事，就是他们要得产业，这个产业是迦南，代表基督的丰富。
Abraham was the father of faith.
那亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
The God originated the calling while Abraham was in Ur of Chaldeans.
当神来向亚伯拉罕初次呼召的时候，他那时候在加勒底的乌尔。
By faith, Abraham went out from Haran, to a place which he was received for an inheritance.
那因着这个呼召呢，亚伯拉罕是因着自己的信，然后他出了哈兰，向着那个所应许之地而去。
So he went out of Haran and not knowing where he was going.
所以他从那个哈兰地出去的时候，还不知道要往哪里去。
Abraham's story was about his inheritance and his son.
那亚伯拉罕的故事里面是关乎于他要得的基业，还有他的儿子。
So both items, inheritance and his son, was unobvious to Abraham when he was called.
那这两件事情，这个基业还有他的后裔这两件事情，其实在刚开始神呼召的时候还没有完全显明。
So God called Abraham when he was in Haran. He entered the riches of Christ, the Canaan, with seven promises that's recorded in Genesis chapter 12.
所以在创世纪第十二章里面，当神来呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，来呼召他进入这个基督的丰富，当时有七个应许。
So we are actually included in one of the promises.Namely, in you and all the family of earth will be blessed.
那我们与其中一个应许是有份的。这个应许就是地上的万族都要因你得福。
So we praise the Lord.
所以我们要来赞美神。
So about the son, Abraham received his son through the promise when he was 100 years old.
就是关乎儿子。那亚伯拉罕呢，是在他一百岁的时候来得了，凭着应许得了儿子。
In Romans chapter 4 mentioned that without becoming weak in faith, Abraham contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
在罗马书第四章里面提到，亚伯拉罕，他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
So then, after the birth of Isaac, God tested Abraham and asked him to offer Isaac as a burnt offering.
所以当他的儿子以撒出生之后，神再来试验亚伯拉罕，跟他讲要把他的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
Likewise, Moses was called when he was 80 years old after spending 40 years in the wilderness as a shepherd.
其实同样的，摩西在80岁的时候，那个时候他已经有40年在旷野里面，那个时候就神呼召他。
So God can work only when the person become totally surrendered to the Lord.
所以神只有当一个人他完全降服在神里面的时候，才可以开始工作。
So prior to the offering of Isaac, Abraham was not perfect and went through various trials.
其实在献以撒之前，亚伯拉罕他并不完全，他也经历了许多的这些试炼。
It is to test Abraham's dependence on the Lord.
这些都是来试验他是不是完全的来依靠神。
We remember two times that Abraham, one was the time facing Pharaoh, and the second time he was facing Abimelech, the king of Gerar.
我们记得有两次，一次就是他面对埃及法老的时候，还有一次就是他面对基拉尔王亚比米勒的时候。
So he claimed that his wife Sarah was his sister.
然后他对人讲呢，就是他的妻子撒拉，他说谎说这是我的妹妹。
This is in order to save him from hardship or danger.
这个是为了来拯救他自己从那些危险的里面。
So our Lord intervened to prevent Abraham from further sinning against the Lord.
然后这个时候神就介入到这些事里面，让亚伯拉罕呢没有滑到这个灾难的边缘。
So at this point, Abraham recognized his treachery of his self-life.
这个时候亚伯拉罕就意识到自己里面那些狡诈还有他的自私。
Genesis 17 also recorded about this matter of circumcision.
而且到到了创世纪第十七章里面，又记载到割礼之约。
God gave the Abraham the covenant of circumcision.
神在那里来启示亚伯拉罕，就是这个割礼的约。
This is as a circumcision is a sign from the Lord. This that means there is a spiritual meaning about the cutting of the flesh.
这个割礼所代表的是一个属灵里面的原则。
In the New Testament, we learn that there's circumcision is nothing nor uncircumcision, but a new creation in Christ Jesus.
因为在新约里面提到割礼不割礼都不要紧。要紧的就是要做新造的人。
Our faith is perfected in Christ Jesus.
我们的信心在基督里面可以得以完全。
Circumcision of the heart in Romans chapter 2 was the end result prior to the offering of Isaac.
那在罗马书第二章里面讲到那个新的割礼呢，其实是献以撒的信心后面的结果。
Abraham learned a precious lesson about this circumcision of the heart.
所以亚伯拉罕他在新受割礼这件事上学了一个宝贵的功课。
What's the meaning of circumcision? It begins with a circle. That means completion.
那割礼是什么呢？割礼的开始是一个环的这个意义，代表的就是完全。
The followed by the cutting of the flesh.
然后这个环后面是切。是要除去肉体。
Therefore, Abraham did not want to have anything to do with the flesh.
所以对亚伯拉罕来说，他就是不要与肉体有任何的瓜葛。
This would interfere with God's plan when he offered Isaac as a burnt offering.
因为不然的话，他的肉体会在他献雅各为燔祭这件事上来做干扰的工作。
Therefore, Abraham can be called the father of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕就可以被称为信心之父。
Then let's look at the matter of faith.
然后我们再来看看关乎信心。
Paul's instruction for Timothy was for a sincere faith or unfeigned faith in Christ Jesus.
保罗对着提摩太的指示呢，就是说让他里面要有一个无伪的信心。
Peter in 1 Peter also encouraged us to go through various trials so that the proof of your faith may be more precious than gold.
在彼得前书里面，彼得也这样讲，就是叫我们的信心呢，既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
For the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
因为我们信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Then let's look at the overcoming faith of Abraham.
那我们就看一看亚伯拉罕这里面的一个得胜的信心。
In order to understand the father of faith,
我们如果要了解信心之父这件事的话，
we need to examine the heart of Abraham.
我们需要来检查一下亚伯拉罕他的心。
So prior to the healing, our Lord's intention is he tends to tear us apart.
那在神医治之前呢，他经常是先来撕裂我们。
We need to be completely undone or reach the destitution.
那我们这个人呢，是先需要被完全的废弃或者说拆毁。
So that the Lord can do the work among us.
然后神可以在我们中间做他的工作。
So this is the principle our Lord can accomplish his restoration work.
这也是主耶稣基督他完成救赎工作的那个原则。
The same principle applied to Abraham.
那对亚伯拉罕来讲也是同样的原则。
So in Genesis 21 and 22, it shows the Abraham's condition before the Lord.
所以在创世纪的第二十一、二十二章里面，就讲到亚伯拉罕在神面前的那个光景。
In Genesis 21, it shows Abraham's he can identify with the Lord's death in Christ Jesus.
在二十一章让我们看到的就是亚伯拉罕他可以与基督的死来同死。
In Genesis 22, we see that Abraham's faith in the Lord is to identify with Lord's life in Christ Jesus.
那我们在二十二章可以看到亚伯拉罕他的生也是在基督里面来认同，与基督的死里复活认同。
Let's look at the Genesis 21.
我们先来看创世纪的第二十一章。
Prior to the offering of Isaac, the Lord, through Sarah, said to Abraham that to drive out this maid and her son.
那在亚伯拉罕献以撒之前呢，他的妻子萨拉对着亚伯拉罕说，你把这使女和他儿子赶出去，因为使女不可和我们的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
This matter distressed Abraham greatly because of his son Ishmael.
那亚伯拉罕就因着他的儿子的缘故非常忧愁。这个儿子是讲到以实玛利。
One can imagine how much struggle within Abraham about this matter of driving out Ishmael and his mother.
那我们其实可以想象在亚伯拉罕心里面何等的挣扎，因为他要把以实玛利跟他的妈妈赶出去。
God then said to Abraham, "Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her, because through Isaac, your descendants shall be named."
然后呢，神就对亚伯拉罕说：“说你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。”
So Abraham rose early in the morning and gave water and bread.To Hagar.
然后在一早的时候亚伯拉罕清早起来拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲。
In Galatians chapter 4 mentioned that we are children of promise born according to the Spirit.
在加勒太书第四章二十八节那里面提到我们是凭应许做儿女，如同以撒一样按着圣灵生的。
By casting out the bondwoman and her son, our freedom in Christ is secured.
所以当我们赶出这个使女跟她的儿子，就是讲到肉体的时候，那我们在基督里面的自由才可以被得到。
Our Lord's victory on the cross came from the Garden of Gethsemane.
那我们的主
Our Lord's victory on the cross came from the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们主耶稣在十字架上的得胜是出自克西马尼园。
Lord Jesus received much strength from the Father in the garden.
在这个园
for the path of redemption.
在这个园子里面的时候，主耶稣他是从父直接得了这个力量来走这一条救赎的路。
Hebrews 12 mentioned that fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.
那在希伯来书第十二章第二节那里面提到，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Similarly, Abraham's victory came from the complete surrender of His will to God.
那同样的，亚伯拉罕他的得胜是因为他完全的顺服在神的旨意下面。
So the outcome for the spirit can emerge when we deal with the flesh first.
如果我们先来对付肉体的话，那个魂的救恩才可以我们才可以得着这个果效。
We may be in a distressed condition as Abraham experienced.
也许我们像亚伯拉罕一样，也是在一个忧愁的情形的里面。
But Abraham chose the spiritual. And yet our Lord is in all our situation when we face the similar situation.
但亚伯拉罕他选择的却是那属灵的，而且在不管什么样的情形的里面，环境下面，主耶稣都会与我们同在。
Let's come to Genesis chapter 22, identification with the Lord.With the life of Christ, in Christ.
然后我们就可以看到在创世纪第22章里面，就是亚伯拉罕他与基督的生来一同。
In Genesis 22, recorded the victorious life of Christ in Abraham.
在创世纪二十二章里面，在亚伯拉罕的身上，我们可以看到基督这个生命的得胜。
So we need to understand the growth of Abraham's faith in Christ.
所以我们需要来了解亚伯拉罕在基督里面信心是如何增长的。
So we need then we understand the victory of Abraham would come from prior to the offering of Isaac.
所以我们就可以看到亚伯拉罕他的得胜其实是在他献以撒之前已经得到了。
So we thank the Lord that Genesis 22 this depict such a victorious story of Abraham.
那我们感谢神，因为在创世纪第22章里面这个图画就是亚伯拉罕如何的得胜。
In Genesis 22, let me read from verse 2.Our Lord said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
那我们先来读二十二章第二节里面。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
So Abraham rose early in the morning on the third day. When he looked, he saw the place.
然后亚伯拉罕清早就起来，一直到了第三日，他远远的就看见那山。
So the distance from Beersheba to Mount Moriah is about 45 miles.
那从别士巴到摩利亚山这个距离呢，大概是45英里。
It means the traveling speed for Abraham was about 20 miles per day.
所以我们可以看到亚伯拉罕他这个旅程的平均速度是一天20英里。
So it's not Abraham did not drag his feet when he received the instruction to offer up Isaac.
所以我们可以看到当亚伯拉罕接到这个指示要献上他的儿子以撒为祭的时候，他的那个脚步没有拖延。
So Abraham did not hesitate to surrender himself. Abraham was diligent and deliberate to obey God.
所以亚伯拉罕没有在神的旨意上犹豫，他是非常的用功，也是深思熟虑的。
So in Hebrew chapter 11 mentioned about Abraham.
在希伯来书第十一章也提到亚伯拉罕。
What went through Abraham's heart is the Isaac, although he is going to offer Isaac as a burnt offering, but he will receive him back through the resurrection.
那我们在那里看到亚伯拉罕当时心里是怎么想的呢？没错，他是在把以撒献上为祭，但是他相信神可以从死里复活里面得回这个儿子。
So the Abraham would boast in the Lord, in the cross of the Lord Jesus, through which the world has been crucified to him and he to the world.
所以亚伯拉罕他可以来夸主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这个十字架呢，对亚伯拉罕而论，世界已经定在十字架上；那对世界而论，亚伯拉罕也被定在十字架上。
So Abraham was completely separated from the world.
所以亚伯拉罕那个时候就与这个世界完全的分别了。
So on the way to Mount Moriah on the third day, Abraham told two of his companion young men to stay here with the donkey.
在第三天到了那个摩利亚山的时候，那亚伯拉罕呢就对着他同行的两个人就说：“你们在这里等候，我跟童子去拜拜就回来。”
So the I and the lad would go there and worship and return. The action of Abraham prevented the flesh.
然后他说我跟儿子去那边敬拜神就回来。所以在那个时候亚伯拉罕他阻止了肉体做任何的工作。
So this flesh represented by the two of his companion, accompanying young man.
那这时候肉体就是在与他同行的两个年轻人身上所来显示的。
This to prevent the interference with the flesh. With the flesh.
这里面也讲到，就是不让肉体有任何的干扰。
So the third part is about offering of Isaac.
那第三部分就是关乎献上以撒。
So after the fall of man, the God's plan for salvation is through his son to redeem us on the cross.
当人堕落之后，神的这个计划就是借着他的儿子来做这个救赎的工作。
We learn that from 1 John chapter 5, he who has the son has the life. He who does not have the son of God does not have the life.
在约翰一书里面讲到，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So similarly, Abraham offered up Isaac in expecting to receive him back on the ground of resurrection.
所以同样的，亚伯拉罕他献以撒的时候，也是在这个死里复活的根基上面，摆下他的信心。
The outcome demonstrates God's faithfulness and our faith in Him.
那后来的结果就是显明了神的信实，也讲到我们在他里面信心所得着的。
Isaac, on this matter of burnt offering, Isaac spoke to Abraham, said, "My father." And Abraham said, "Here I am, my son."
在创世纪第二十二章里面讲到，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呢？那亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。
So this is an intimate relationship between Abraham and Isaac.
这里面讲到亚伯拉罕与以撒之间那个父子亲密的关系。
Then we have this wonderful and beautiful atonement story.
然后我们就看到这幅美丽的赎罪的图画。
About this Abba Father, in the Romans chapter 8, we have received the spirit of adoption as sons, which we cry out, Abba Father.
就像罗马书第八章里面讲到的，我们所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Galatians 4 also mentioned that because we are sons, God sent forth the spirit of his son into our heart. Therefore we cry out, Abba Father.
在加拉太书第四章里面也讲到，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Therefore we no longer slave, but a son. Even a son, then an heir in Christ Jesus.
可见从此以后你不再是奴仆了，乃是儿子，既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
This is about the faithfulness our Lord. I like to show brothers, sisters a few examples.
那关乎神的信实，我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享几个例子。
First example is about a week ago, a few of our young brothers and sisters went to the Toronto conference.
那第一个例子呢，就是大概一两周前，我们有许多的年轻的小弟兄小姐妹去了多伦多参加那边的特会。
We thank the Lord. After they returned, they testified on Friday night that the Lord did conviction work in them so that they can express the life of Christ in them.
那我们感谢神，因为这些弟兄姐妹他们从多伦多回来之后，在一个周五的查经聚会里面做见证，就是讲神怎么在他们中间来摸着他们的心，让他们心里面有了这个把握，而且呢，在他们身上可以来显出神的工作。
Second testimony is about my father.
那第二个这个见证呢，就是关乎我的父亲。
My father was a professor in the university.
我父亲呢，他曾经是在大学里面的一个教授。
He thought he had the ticket to the paradise, namely by his own strength.
他呢自己觉得靠着他自己的能力可以得着去天堂的门票。
At age of 94, he accepted the Lord.
然后在他94岁的时候，他接受了主耶稣基督。
He had a stomach cancer, but his mind was clear. So he was in and out the hospice 5 or 6 times.
他那个时候有胃癌，但是他的这个思想，他的头脑却是非常清楚的。那在临终的这个机构，他曾经进出过四五次的时候。
So in the midst of the hospice staying, he accepted the Lord.
所以在他在临终病房里面的时候，他接受了主。
It was so clear to him about this matter of salvation in Christ Jesus.
所以对他来讲，那个时候，在基督里面得着救恩是非常清晰的。
The third testimony is about our meal plan.
那第三个例子就是关于我们饮食的一个计划。
The Deuteronomy chapter 1 mentioned that from Mount Horeb to Kadesh Barnea, it took Israelites 11 days to travel.
在申命记第一章里面讲到，以色列民他们从何烈山到加底斯巴丁雅的时候走了11天。
So we tend to think, 11 days was okay, but in order to feed about 2 million people for 11 days,in the wilderness, in the desert, is quite a challenge.
那我们想走十一天不算什么，但大家思想一下，如果有超过100万的人在一个旷野里面走十一天，那他们的饮食该怎么解决呢？
You don't have a Chinese restaurant to order food.
因为你没有那个中餐馆可以去打电话去叫餐。
But the Lord provided them with manna for 40 years.
但是神却在40年里面向他们来提供玛纳。
It's no longer 11 days, but 40 years.
所以不光只是11天而已，是40年。
How about to every one of us saved ones?
那对于我们每一个蒙了救赎的人怎么样呢？
Lord Jesus said, He is the bread of life. He is the living bread.
主耶稣说他就是那生命的粮。
So, when we partake Lord Jesus,We partake eternally Himself.
那我们在基督里面有份的时候，来享用它的时候，那是永远的享用。
It's no longer 11 days or 40 years; it's for eternity.
那也不光是十一天，或者甚至40年，是一直到永远。
So we just praise the Lord for who He is.
所以我们要为着主他是谁要来赞美。
In Gospel according to John, several times Lord said, "I am."
在约翰福音里面有许多次主耶稣宣称我是。
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 8 mentioned that this our Lord Jesus said. He said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad."
在约翰福音第八章里面。主耶稣说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
So before Abraham was born, I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
In Exodus chapter 3, the Lord said to Moses that if Israelites ask you who sent you to speak to us, you said, I am who I am.And I am has sent to me to you.
在出埃及记第三章里面，当时神向着摩西这么讲，因为当摩西问他的时候，说我要是到以色列民中间，他们问我谁差遣，我该怎么讲？那神向他讲就是说，你跟他们说，我是自有永有的，那自有的差遣我到这里来。
So God's name is His name is I am.
所以神他的名字就是自有永有的，就是我是。
In the Gospel according to John, several times our Lord said, I am, including he said, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the door of the sheep, I am the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth and the life, I am the true vine.
在约翰福音里面主耶稣有许多次讲到我是，比如说他讲到我是生命的粮，我是世界的光，我是门，我是好牧人，我是复活是我，生命是我，我是道路真理生命，我是真葡萄树。
So what was the basis for Lord Jesus to say that Abraham rejoiced to see the day of Jesus and he saw it and was glad?
那耶稣他凭什么可以在当时这么讲，说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
This can be traced back to the offering of Isaac.
所以这个我们可以追溯到亚伯拉罕献以撒之前。
In Genesis 22 verse 8,
在创世纪的第22章第八节，
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
That is the reason why our Lord Jesus said, Abraham saw me and was glad.
这就是为什么主耶稣可以这么说，说亚伯拉罕他欢欢喜喜仰望了我。
So Genesis, the same chapter, verse 14, Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide for Jehovah Jireh.
然后在同一章第14节，亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。
So we thank the Lord that Mount Moriah becomes Mount Zion.
那我们也感谢神，因为这个摩利亚山就成为了后来的锡安山。
Mount Zion, the meaning of Mount Zion has the Lord's authority, His throne, and His dwelling place.
在锡安山这个名字里面所代表的，这里面锡安山这里是神的权柄，是他的宝座，也是他的居所。
We thank the Lord for His presence with us.
我们感谢神，他与我们同在。
The last aspect of offering of Isaac is in this matter related to the seed.
最后关乎亚伯拉罕献以撒的里面这个方面，就是讲到这个后裔的应许。
This is recorded in Genesis 22 verses 16 to 18.
这个是记载在22章的16到第18节。
So angel of the Lord said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done these things and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, I will greatly multiply your seed, as the star of the heaven and the sand which is on the seashore. Your seed shall possess the gate of enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
第十六到第十八节，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
The seed mentioned in Genesis 22 is singular.
那在创世纪第22章里面讲到的这个后裔其实是单数。
It refers to our Lord Jesus.
这里面讲到的就是我们的主耶稣。
In the genealogy of Matthew, our Lord Messiah Jesus is mentioned as the son of David and the son of Abraham.
在马太福音第一章记载的家谱里面讲到我们的主耶稣，说他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
Then let's come to the third aspect of this sharing. It's about son, the capital S, son of the father.
那第三部分我们要分享到今天关乎父子的话，就是讲到主耶稣基督他是神的儿子，而且这个儿子是大写的儿子。
The whole Bible is about our Lord Jesus.
其实整本圣经讲到的都是关乎我们的主耶稣。
How can we try to condense it in a short description about our Lord Jesus?
那关乎主耶稣，我们有没有可能非常简练的用一句话来浓缩呢？
We praise the Lord. Our Lord came to this world as the Lamb of God, who took our place to die on the cross for us.
那感谢神，因为主耶稣基督到这个世上来，就成为神的羔羊，除去了我们世人的罪孽。
Based on this intimate relationship between our Lord and us, we can proclaim that His victory on the cross can become our portion.
所以借着主耶稣基督与我们的关系，我们也可以来宣扬，就是他在十字架上的得胜也是我们的。
And we are a new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那我们在主的里面已经成为一个新造的人。
Let's look at also the will of God in Christ Jesus.
那我们就来看一看，神在主的身上他的旨意是什么。
Abraham's promise was related to his inheritance and his son.
那所有关乎亚伯拉罕的应许呢，都是这两件事，产业或者是后裔。
We are also entrusted with the inheritance and the sonship in Christ Jesus.
而且我们呢，也被托付给有产业，还有就是儿子的名分。
Our inheritance is related to the riches of Christ.
我们的产业是关乎基督的丰富。
Our sonship in Christ Jesus is related to the life of Christ in us.
那这个儿子的名分关乎的是基督的生命在我们里面。
So this is the gospel of our salvation.
这个就是我们那个得救的福音。
We thank the Lord, having been sealed in Christ with the Holy Spirit of a promise, Holy Spirit testify our life in Christ Jesus.
感谢神，因为我们已经受了所应许的圣灵来做印记，而且圣灵也同证我们这个有这个得基业的凭据。
About the will of God, we thank the Lord that He is our Lord Jesus is the treasure in God's heart.
那关乎神在他儿子身上的旨意，我们要感谢神，因为他的儿子是他所最宝贵的。
In Colossians 2 mentioned that in Christ are hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
因为在哥罗西书第二章里面讲到，神所积蓄的一切智慧和知识都在他里面藏着。
And we are complete in Christ Jesus.
而我们在基督里面是完全的。
Paul's prayer is for Christ to form in every one of us.
那保罗的祷告就是让基督在我们每个人里面成形。
The third aspect of God's will is to sum up everything in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
那第三方面关乎这个就是要让所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians chapter 1, the last two verses tells us about the God's heart.
那在以弗所书第一章后面的两处章节就讲到神的心意到底是怎样。
God the Father put all things in subjection under Christ's feet and gave him as head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In Revelation 21, it tells us John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
那在启示录第二十一章，约翰所看到的就是圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
We praise the Lord today. We can come to this foundational truth.
那感谢主，今天我们可以来到这真理的根基里面。
In summary, we shared about Barabbas represents us. We are sinners saved by grace.
所以再总结一下，我们今天分享到巴拉巴代表的是我们，那我们就是那些罪人蒙了主恩。
God chose us before the foundation of the world for sonship in Christ Jesus.
那神在创立世界以先就在基督里面拣选了我们，让我们得着儿子的名分。
He who has the life, he who has the son has the life. He who does not have the son of God does not have life.
那有他儿子的就有生命，没有他儿子的就没有生命。
God promises to Abraham was about his inheritance and his son.
然后我们讲到神对着亚伯拉罕的应许就是关乎这个产业还有关乎儿子。
About inheritance, Abraham was looking for a city with foundations, and is the architect and builder is God himself.
那讲到产业的话，亚伯拉罕他等候的就是那座有根有基的城，这座城呢就是神所经营所建造的。
And our Lord Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
那我们的主耶稣基督他就是那宝贵的房角石。
Then let's come to the Son. The Lord revealed to Abraham that through the seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
那讲到儿子的话，那神也向亚伯拉罕启示，就是万国都要因着亚伯拉罕的那后裔得福。
So this is about the Son of the Father, capital S.
这是讲到父亲的儿子，而且是复数的儿子们。
God placed us in Christ Jesus. Christ is our perfect righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
那我们得在基督里是本乎神，神也让他成了我们的公义、圣洁和救赎。
We praise Him for Christ Jesus. He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of God's nature, and uphold all things by the power of His word.
那我们感谢主，因为他就是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。他也常用他全能的命令托住万有。
When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
那当他洗净了人的罪之后呢，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
So our Lord can rest today because he will wait until he will fill all and in all.
因为主耶稣基督他是完全的有这个把握，今天他是安息的，因为总有一天他要充满万有。
So we praise the Lord for who he is.
那我们为着他是谁来感谢他。
Let's give thanks.
让我们来献上感谢。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for who you are.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你为着你所是的。
In the heart mind, you, in the Father's mind, you should occupy the preeminence.
主啊，在父的心意里面，你该居首位。
We worship and praise you, Lord, for who you are.
我们敬拜赞美你为着你所是的。
We pray that you do speak to our hearts, remove the scale in our eyes so that we can see you.
我们的祷告就是你向着我们的心说话，把我们眼睛的那些鳞片都去除。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.